Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
So what we found is that there seems to be an increase in the number of couples who are sharing the housework and the childcare during the pandemic as opposed to before the pandemic. So if we look prior to the start of the pandemic, you know, 20-25% of couples reported sharing housework and childcare. And since the start of the pandemic, that number has jumped into the, you know, the 40% range or so. So a pretty sizable increase in more couples sharing housework.
So did that surprise you?
It did surprise us. I think, you know, the story we've been hearing, you know, is one in which, you know, the pandemic is exacerbating inequalities and making things significantly worse for women. And while we find that's the case, you know, in some instances in our study, you know, we sort of also see evidence of men helping out more. And so I think we were somewhat surprised but excited to see that as well.
As I'm sure many wives are as well.
Exactly.
So a question too, you know, so all the kids are home, right? And so you have to add the workload, the school load, just everything. So was that broken down separately or how did you handle that?
Yeah, so we asked about a whole series of tasks. So I think it was five or six different types of housework, you know, who does the cooking, who does the cleaning, who does the laundry, you know, all of that sort of stuff. And childcare, we broke out into even more tasks. So everything from, you know, who puts the kids to bed to, you know, who does the feeding and the changing if you've got young kids to who's helping out with homework, all of those sorts of things. And so we see sort of across the board similar trends, regardless of tasks that both men and women say they're doing, you know, spending more time in these tasks during the pandemic than before, with some exceptions. You know, there's been a dramatic decrease in the number of parents saying they're attending their kids' events, for example, or picking them up from school and all of these things that have sort of stopped. And homeschooling obviously is a big one. And we do see that women are predominantly responsible for most of the homeschooling.
So what about, I don't know if you broke it down in this way, but maybe there's a spouse that has been laid off and the other one is still working. Was there any of that raised in the study?
That is a great question. And yeah, so we have data on all of that. Whether parents are essential workers or not, or whether someone was laid off, change in income, all of those sorts of things. And we just haven't gotten to that part of the data yet. We've just looked at these sort of basic changes in housework and childcare. And what we're working on right now is how does that vary based on employment status, based on whether a parent is an essential worker, all of those sorts of things.
Okay, so maybe you can gauge this answer by the study. You know, people have joked around and said, well, the quarantine is either going to cause a baby boom or the divorce rate's going to go higher. So any indication one way or the other with this?
Yeah, so we also asked about sex life and relationship quality. Haven't looked at that data yet either. But my guess is that probably not a baby boom. I think that, you know, a higher divorce rate is more likely than a baby boom. You know, it's hard to be locked up with someone nonstop all the time, especially when there's kids, there's lots of stress, lots of fear And so, you know, the idea of sort of romantic thoughts flourishing in that environment seems challenging at best. But, you know, if I want to be optimistic, you can also say, you know, whatever doesn't kill you makes you stronger. And so if you can survive, you know, 70 days of quarantine and counting kind of thing, you know, you can probably survive anything.
Okay, thank you so much. It has been a pleasure to talk to you. I have one more question for you, and then I'll let you off the hook. What about you? Have you been doing more housework?
I like to think I have. You'd probably have to ask my wife for verification on that, but I try to be an involved dad. We're doing half days, so I have the mornings. She has the afternoon. This is lunchtime, so I'm using my lunchtime to talk to you. But so I like to think we're trying to do things as relatively equally as we can.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.